From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces backed by Shiite militia and U.S. airstrikes launched the military operation to retake the city. Iraqi television reported local residents already fighting with IS forces. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. The delegation has been meeting with the UN Special Envoy for Syria's team, hoping to release the detainees. That the release of the detainees will lead to an improved negotiating process that will in turn encourage a break in the siege of Aleppo and the delivery of more humanitarian aid. Lebanon's parliament has elected former army commander Michel Aoun as president. The election ends a more than 2-year power vacuum and political stalemate in Lebanon. Aoun was quickly sworn in. He pledged political and economic reforms and urged a real partnership among deeply divided Lebanese political factions. Italian authorities are assessing the damage in Norcia, one day after the town was rocked by a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Although Sunday's tremor was stronger than an August 24th quake, no one was killed this time. This is VOA News.